Triple M turns the big 5-0. Let's
get
excited.
G'day, happy birthday. This is Patty and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 19th of November. And today was the day, Robert.
The day that radio on the coast turned 50.
Triple M celebrating 50 years of radio. And what a day. Wait till you hear this podcast. We've got Mark Gable live.
It was all happening.
Diesel. And commemorating the years that have gone by in Central Coast Radio.
Serving the Central Coast, 2GR. Here is a news flash from the 2GO newsroom.
Hi, I'm Ross Bryant. I was a journalist and newsreader at 2GO for 34 years, from 1978 to 2012. And on the day of our 50th birthday, I'm here to give you some of the biggest stories from the coast over the last half century. November 19, 1971, the Central Coast's first ever radio station was broadcasting on 1310 AM. 2GO covered the biggest news stories from all over the community.
Errol Smith is now on the scene.
Yes, Greg, police have been at the scene of this morning's shooting since the body of the victim was discovered just before dawn.
May 1974, and the coast was hit with cyclonic storms causing millions of dollars damage. Flooding was widespread and communication and power supplies thrown into disarray. Huge boulders were washed ashore at Terrigal, and yachts were beached at Graham Park in Gosford. January 1975, an old Sydney Town theme park was opened by then Australian Prime Minister Gough Whitlam. The multi-million dollar reconstruction of Sydney in the 1800s was closed decades later in 2003.
As the convicts were released and the gates closed behind them, Australia loses an important link to its colonial past.
All we have now are memories of school excursions. January 1st, 1980, and the city of Gosford was proclaimed and the first mayor appointed, Don Leggett. At the time, the district's population was just over 90,000. December 1986, and a 15-kilometre section of the freeway was opened between Calgar and Somersby. This featured twin bridges over Moonee Moonee Creek.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me very great pleasure in declaring open the new Moonee Moonee Bridge and this section of the National Highway.
August 1987, and the Southern Hemisphere's largest single-level shopping centre opened here.
Everybody loves Erin Affairs.
The Central Coast Fair still remains the biggest regional shopping centre in Australia, although since opening has been renamed Erin Affair. In 1994, the coast was rocked by major bushfires. The F3 freeway was blocked by smoke and flames, and many locals had to take shelter at the Central Coast Lees Club.
Do you have another truck that can give us assistance urgently?
Immediate danger to structure.
We are trapped.
While it was a terrible time for many, it brought out the best in our locals who came out of the woodwork to help each other through it. In August 2000, Gosford City hosted a huge community celebration for the Olympic torch relay. The event being held at Graham Park. With lots of school choirs in attendance, many coasties spent the next few weeks following the torch around the whole community. June 2007, and a major storm system hit the coast with widespread flooding around the local areas. This was the year that Pasha Bulka ran aground at Nobby's Beach in Newcastle. Thousands of residents flocked to the site to catch a glimpse of the huge container ship stranded on the sand.
I just watched it just come straight in with waves crashing over the side of it. It was unbelievable.
And in 2013, the Central Coast Mariners won their first ever A-League championship.
The Central Coast Mariners have a championship at last.
Which caused mass celebrations up and down the coast. Fingers crossed for many more. And now you're up to date with some of the biggest stories from the last 50 years. Happy birthday, 2GO and Triple M.
Well, today's the day Rob Triple M is celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast.
That's some milestone.
Now, the thing is that Triple M's been here about 4 years. Before that, it was 2GO. And this next guest, he dominated the airwaves as breakfast host. His name is Cameron Humphreys. He joins us from Queensland this morning. Mr. Humphreys, good morning.
G'day, Cam.
Boys, good morning. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, mate. And you're an instrumental part of that, buddy. How long was it you were doing breakfast here on the Central Coast?
Mate, you know, I've forgotten. As you get older, you forget these things, boys.
And you cry at the drop of a hat.
15 years, something like that.
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And dominated, Cam.
Yes, mate. We don't know how we did it, but we did it.
In that time, were there any particular moments you went, that was the greatest thing that's ever happened?
On air?
Yes.
Without a doubt, gimme five for kids. I would think there's probably a lot of Central Coast people who well remember Gimme Five for Kids, which started off as one morning a bit of an ad lib in the studio when Sarah had some small change that no one would accept. And I said, you know what, let's start collecting money and give it to a charity. As it turned out, we gave it to the Kids Hospital in Gosford, and we thought we'd get, you know, maybe $50 to $100. We got tens of thousands of dollars in small change. And so Gimme Five for Kids was born. It took off.
As you stumbled into an extraordinary level of generosity on the Central Coast.
Absolutely. And I would hope, I'm very, very proud of it. I would hope that there's still a plaque up in the kids ward of the very first, the inaugural year of Gimme Five for Kids with Cameron and Sarah's name on it. And I hope it's there in perpetuity.
And Cam, that is the thing with being a local, being on the Central Coast, the amount that you can do for local charities, which you have in capital cities, you have trouble doing that, but locally, from a local angle, it's so easy to do.
Absolutely. Well, like you guys, your neighbours, you are neighbours of the people on the Central Coast. You are over the back fence, and that's why it all works. And that's what worked for us, you know, pressing the flesh and getting out there and showing people that you're on the same level. You know, you're not a $2 million a year earner in Sydney or Melbourne. You're just a bloke, couple of blokes on the Central Coast having a crack and doing it for the community. And that's truly the key to it all.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And now, after all the time on the Central Coast, retirement going well, buddy?
Retirement's fantastic. I've just found a new walking frame, and it's superb. It's chrome.
But, mate, yeah. You don't even have to oil that. Yeah.
And you can park close to the club now.
I bought a duplex right next door. Look, life's good. Wish I was back in radio. I know that's not going to happen, but, you know, best years of my life.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Well, listen, thank you for taking part in celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. So many people remember you, Cameron Humphreys, and thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Happy birthday to everyone at Triple M.
Oh, how good is that? Yeah! How good is that to celebrate 50 years of broadcasting radio on the Central Coast? Diesel, round of applause. Oh, bloody legend.
Chills down the spine.
How's your throat?
Yeah, no, it's good. I just feel like, you know, one of those, like, something that's been in a, like, I don't want to say it sounds morbid, but I've just been, like, woken up after, like, being in hibernation or something. It's good.
Because your last gig was, and we spoke to your brother yesterday, Brian Lazotz from Lazotz in Newcastle. Yeah. That was your last gig. But we're back now after COVID, and you've got a couple of gigs coming up.
Yeah, it's traditional. I mean, I'd go all over the place, all over the world, you know, and I'd come back and kind of coming back in, you know, the silliness of December. And it's always nice to know that I'm just going to go up the road, now that the tunnel's made it a lot nicer too, and see my brother and my sister-in-law, of course, Joe, and sometimes my nieces if they're in town, and just do some chill-out shows at Lazotz. And it's a really nice way to end the year because, yeah, I don't want to be, like, touring around per se because it is a silly season. So,
and what are the dates for that, Diesel?
10, 11, and 17, and 18.
Of 10, 11
of December. Yeah.
Yeah, and just before Christmas. Yeah. All right.
Now, Brian had three Lazotz going at one point. He had one in DY. He had the one in King Cumbria, as I'm sure you guys know about, and the one in Newcastle. So between all three of them, I was doing like almost 20 dates or something at this time of the year. He created my very own Las Vegas. he got rid of two because it was like, you know, his eyes were just bloodshot all the time from driving him down the Pacific Highway. I said, Brian, you've gone soft, you know. Like, what have you done? These are my gigs, you know. No.
Yeah, well.
But he's so much happier.
Yeah, well, that's great. And so Google Lazotz if you want to see when Diesel's performing the gigs. You're you're much better brother than Mark, just saying.
No, the thing is, Brian is such a nice guy. He makes me look like an asshole. And that's a joke. My mother, you know, she had seven of us. I'm the last one. And by the time it got to me, there was absolutely no serotonin serotonin left in her womb. My brother like just sucked it all and like left me with nothing. But you know, I can't be a happy guy and be like a moody musician as well.
You have survived in an extraordinary way.
You know, I'm like, I've got to be some emo in me. You know?
Oh, Diesel, thank you so much for celebrating 50 years.
Thanks for having me.
At the Grand Ballroom of Triple M. Diesel, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Here on our 50th birthday celebration, please put your hands together for Mr. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys. Normally in the good old days, you would have been just getting home at this time, wouldn't you? 7:10?
In the 90s, yeah. Yes. No, not anymore.
No way.
Oh, no, not anymore.
No, just he's up at 5:30 reading books.
Yes!
And listening to us.
That's right, correct.
Mate, ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause, Mark Gable, Choir Boys.
Thank you.
Oh, mate. Thanks for coming in.
No, hey, thank you.
It is an absolute pleasure. You've been a champion for radio on the Central Coast.
I have.
Mate, what actually brought you to the Central Coast? What was the reason?
Well, Melinda Schneider, my partner, said, let's go up to the Central Coast for a Christmas holiday, just after we'd been to Rome on a holiday. And I said, oh, what a great idea. Let's go up to the Central Coast, mate, you know, for holiday. Right? And then I went, wow, right? We still rented this house, right? And we bought a place across the road. I've been here ever since. I love the Central Coast. Everything else in the world sucks. Rome sucks, right? Sydney sucks. Newcastle's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But Central Coast is the greatest place in the world, filled with the most beautiful people in the world, like you guys and everybody else here. Love the Central Coast. Central Coast, Central Coast. Do you want me
Central
to shut
Coast.
Up?
Mark Central Coast. Mark Gable, Choir Boys. Thank you, mate. Great endorsement for this area, but it is a bloody sensational place, isn't it?
It is great. Even that you're here. Where are you from originally?
Bundaberg.
Oh, I know. It's sometimes hard to take you seriously, Mark Gable, but when you say how much you love the Central Coast, I know you mean it.
I love it.
Because it is a jewel of the east coast of Australia.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
and no wonder everybody wants to live up here.
Damn straight. And, mate, thanks for coming in and celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast, Mark. Mark Gable,
thank you.
Choir Boys. Round
Happy
of applause.
Birthday, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Well, today, Rob, it is Triple M celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast.
Quite incredible.
1971, 2GO started, and this man started back in 1975 on 2GO. His name is Ross Bryant. He joins us this morning. Mr. Bryant, good morning,
Mr.
sir.
Hello, Ross. Mr. Palmer, nice to be here.
Roscoe, how many years all up at the radio station?
I think it was 2 months shy of 38.
Wow, nearly four decades.
Mm.
You've covered some bases, I imagine. What's of news stories on the Central Coast, the one that really just sticks out?
Oh, I think it would have to be the bushfires in 94. I know that in the newsroom we were on deck for 11 days straight because it was just a very dire situation. And so the whole team pulled together beautifully. It was a real team effort for the community, and the community responded.
So that must be a record. So 34 years in the newsroom, Roscoe, that'd have to be a record for anyone, really.
I have no idea. I've never Googled me.
What were some of the other ones? The bushfires, because that blocked the highway and people down the southern end couldn't get back home.
The only way up here was on the Palm Beach Ferry. The rail line was blocked. It was blocked, and we had people on the coast who were sleeping in the Hornsby RSL Hall. That was the only accommodation they could find until the freeway opened.
And in your time, your 34 years, covered a few dodgy pollies.
Well... I'd prefer not to comment on that one, but I've covered a few dodgy people, not just politicians, but also
just look across from you there.
Yeah, no names, no pack, you'll have had. But I've also covered some sensational people, and that's what kept me interested in the newsroom. The fact that there are so many lovely things happening, quite apart from the ghastly stuff.
And Roscoe, you had a great rapport with the Central Coast Police.
Yeah.
And you quite often got scoops because of that rapport.
Yeah. Yeah. I was proud of that.
Yeah.
To be honest, because the relationship between the media and police can be a bit fraught at times.
That's right.
But we got along well. They trusted me and I trusted them, and therefore it paid benefits both ways.
That's right. You try and get comments from the police now on things, you know, out of school, and it just would not happen. So
no, they have to steer you through a spokesman these days. But no, I was able to get a lot of stuff off the record. And I respected confidences, and they respected that.
Roscoe, was there, apart from the bushfires, were there any other stories that you just went, wow, that was a pretty harrowing one, or maybe even emotional?
All of the above, Pat. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Remember the little kid who was trapped down a well at Arimba? That was back in the early 80s. I can't think of his name now. It'd probably embarrass him if I said it.
Yeah.
We had floods, of course. I heard Cam Sinclair yesterday talking about the sinking of Adelaide. Well, we're out there with Terrigal Sea Rescue. So we got the water eye view and he got the bird's eye view.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I spoke to a lady at the gym. Her name is Margaret. And she was telling me, did 2GO have a transmitter site at Arimba?
Yes.
And she said when the floods came, all the staff, even the guy on air, had to pack up and go to Arimba and sandbag because they feared that it would flood. And if it flooded, the whole station would be off. So I don't know what that would have been earlier on in the piece.
Would have been earlier in the piece. And I mean, it's a bright idea to put a transmitter in a floodplain, isn't it? But, we did go off the air once because somebody was working with a bulldozer out in that area and they cut the cable between the transmitter and the station. So we had to pack up all our stuff. And I stood there at the transmitter with a hand mic doing the news.
Oh, how about that?
Very good.
Yeah, mad improvisation.
Did you, in your news time cover in 2010, the Dancing with the Stars winner, that was on Channel 7.
It doesn't leak to mind, Paddy.
It doesn't.
I must admit.
Oh, does it? Are you sure?
We have some audio here of Rob's win, Roscoe. It may have escaped the news team at that stage.
Yeah, I don't know how that big one slid past.
No, massive one slid past. Almost slid past as veltly as that slim dinosaur. Ploddy. I just wanted to ask you.
Ross Bryant will know. Ross Bryant will know.
How much does Ploddy weigh?
There's a rumour going around, it's 100 tonnes.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know whether that's accurate.
Oh, well, there you go, Paddy Gerard.
I was doing my research and it's called Ploddy the Dinosaur, Australia's most famous. Too big of a word I can't pronounce.
It would have to be 40 cubic metres of solid concrete to weigh 100 tonnes. So I just don't know that it's completely solid concrete if there might be some fibreglass involved. There you go.
It said it was 100 tonnes from what I read.
Oh, well, when the book says it's 100 tonnes, it's 100 tonnes.
Actually, you would have covered that story in 1986 when Ploddy left Wyoming.
Yes.
Oh, 1996.
Yes, 96. We did. And Ploddy went down the main drag and up to his new home. Yep, see, that's right.
On the back of a truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, a big truck.
Must have been a big truck, 100 ton on the back of a truck.
Well, Roscoe, mate, thank you so much for coming in to celebrate the birthday of Triple M celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast, which was 2GO, which you were 38 years a part of. So good to have you in the studio, mate. And, mate, thank you for your contribution to radio on the Central Coast.
That's very kind of you, Paddy. Thanks so much. Great being with you, boys.
And when you say Laurie McKenna, you think Central Coast immediately, former mayor, Central Coast Mariners coach, former, joins us this morning. Lozza, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Glad to be back on.
Yes. Now, you were just so we were talking about, you went on did an interview on SBS, and what did they do to you?
Now, that was going back about 2007, 2008. Myself and Ernie Merrick, who was the Melbourne Victory coach, they put subtitles up. And I was quite offended for a couple of seconds.
Force of habit on SBS.
I probably was. And I put my poshest voice on and I had a laugh about it. But yeah, subtitles have been used quite a lot.
With you. Now, you came to the Central Coast because of the Mariners.
Yeah, I came to set up the club 2005, March 2005. And we played the first game May 2005 in the World Club Championship at the stadium. We had three games. And then the league started, and it was a fairy tale season. We started for nothing, and we made the grand final, and we got beat 1-0 for Sydney.
Yeah,
down there we had thousands of fans travel down, and it was great. And I was fortunate enough to coach the team to two grand finals, but huge for the coast.
Yeah, putting football aside, what would have been coming to the coast? What would be the first thing that you fell in love with?
You know, I'd been up here a few times, you know, coming from Sydney, and I think it was just the people, you know, the community. We were brand new up here. Nobody knew who we were. People used to look at us training at Mingara Club going, who are you guys? I said, we're the Mariners. Who are they?
What did you say?
Who are they? And you try to think, just as well, we never had a big ego. Oh, yeah, we're the Central Coast Mariners. They're going, we don't care, you know, but we had to earn that respect, and we did. And the community the people were just open to anything coming in. And when these boys come in, became part of the community, yeah. as you know, Paddy. Yeah.
Oh, it's such a welcoming place.
It was, that. And I think that through all my time here, like 16 years being the mayor, it's the people. I know, obviously, you don't always go on with people, but generally, the community on the coast, brilliant.
Like, what takes you from football coach to mayor?
Popularity.
Psychology. Yeah, popularity. I finished being a coach here and then was general manager of football for a year. Then I had the opportunity to coach in China. I went to China for a year with me and Christine, and then I came back and somebody said he wanted to go for council. I said, nah, I'm not interested in that rubbish. And a few weeks later, I put my hand up, became a councillor, then I got voted in as a mayor for the next 4 years. So it was strange. It was funny. It was great. My mum arrived here the day I got the chains, you know. But Christine always had the shits because I had more jewellery than she did. After that. Especially dress-up night when I was jumping out the wardrobe with my Superman cape on.
Now, and you also had a tilt at state politics as well.
Oh, it was federal.
Federal
was,
politics. Yeah, you and Nathan Bracken.
We stirred me and Nathan Bracken. It was Team Central Coast.
Yeah.
You know, we stirred it up a wee bit to get more money and more things on the coast. And obviously, I know a lot of people didn't like the tax office getting built, but that was all through that. You know, we pushed and we had single behind us pushing buttons as well. So, no, it was a good time. I must admit, I never enjoyed the federal, the run into election and that. People were too serious. You know,
what a bit of fun.
Yeah, you want a bit of a laugh.
Big time.
Yeah, but there were it wasn't like that. So, but no, it was, we got a few goals.
Yeah.
You know, we got a few goals for the course, and that's what it was all about.
Mate, how do you think the Mariners, because they kick off the A-League season this weekend, they're heading up to Newcastle, their three derby this weekend.
I'm heading up. I'm taking a bus load for the Terrigal Surf Club. I'm the driver. I'm the designated driver.
Oh, jeez.
I don't drink. So,
what a ride.
They've had a good pre-season. Great season last year. Back to where they should belong, you know. But at the weekend, with me being the Jet CEO for 5 years, I'm a neutral at the weekend, so I'll be wearing my Glasgow Rangers shirt, so then nobody can who are you supporting? Well, I'm supporting Rangers, so
well,
I'll be a neutral at the weekend.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Laurie McKenna, former mayor, you're an absolute icon here on the Central Coast. Thank you for coming in and celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast.
Well, 2GO and the radio station here was what put the Mariners on the Central Coast, because you guys were fantastic. The amount of coverage we got, even winning, losing, it was different class. And if it hadn't been for you guys, we wouldn't have had the success on and off the park as we did. So thank you.
We have got our state member for Terrigal. He's the government whip and bloody good bloke too.
Fantastic
Robert.
Fella, Adam Crouch. Hello, Crouchy.
Good morning, guys, and a very, very happy 50th birthday to the TGO and Triple M. What a fantastic day, 19th of November 1971.
Yeah, and you're doing it live from Parliament, Crouchy. Crouchy, what brought you to the Central Coast?
Oh, look, it was really, Jill and I moved up from Melbourne. I'm from Adelaide originally. We met in Melbourne and moved up for work, and friends of ours lived on Dogtrap Road. And they rang us and said, come up for the weekend. And they live next door to Gary Beers, funnily enough, you know, who got
from
the
From NXS, Gary Beers.
From NXS, yeah. So anyway, and so we literally came up for a weekend and fell in love with the place. And it wasn't something, it was completely unpredicted. We just came up for the weekend, spent the weekend on the coast, and we just said, how good is this place? This is where we want to live. And then we bought a house and stayed. So I think 23 years now. And we wouldn't have chosen anywhere else. I mean, once you've been to the coast, you can't help but love it.
I know. Now, you were a school teacher.
No, mum was a school teacher.
Oh, your mum was a school teacher.
Yeah,
you're in the principal's office. Is that where I got mixed up?
Yeah, I was forever in trouble with a school teacher, let me tell you. So, mum's a school teacher. Dad's a bookbinder. I worked in the printing industry, and my wife, Jill's a nurse. So, yeah. And but again, 20-something odd years on the coast now, and we wouldn't live anywhere else. Best place in the world.
And, mate, how come you got into politics?
Again, one of those things, always been interested in representing others, speaking for others. I did it when I was at school, did it when I was swimming. I represented all my other swimming friends. So, yeah, look, it was one of those things I wanted to make a difference and wanted to make sure that I was able to help other people, and the opportunity came up. But I've got to say, just on a completely different note, how good was it to hear Roscoe on the radio?
Oh,
Oh, mate, Ross Bryant, yeah.
I mean, every morning you woke up to Roscoe reading the news and you knew what was going on. And Roscoe reminded me of that guy you saw in, Tim the Tool Man. You know, Roscoe was that guy behind the fence who you never saw, you just don't ever heard his voice. And that's Roscoe.
Wilson,
you
know,
Wilson, that's it. I remember the first time I met Roscoe, I thought, nah, this isn't Roscoe, this is not what I pictured him to look like. So, But he and Irene are just a lovely couple, delightful. Mate. So, great to hear Roscoe back on the radio this morning.
38 years Roscoe worked at 2GO, that's 34 incredible. In the newsroom. And by the way, too, if you missed any of our packages today, you can get it across the Listener app, LISTNR, after 9, because that was just, and we did it after the news at 7:30 with Kate Lenunga, and it was brilliant, just reflecting and remembering all the big news events from the Central Coast.
Yeah, mixture of old audio and all that, and the sentiment towards everything on the Central Coast.
Absolutely. Look, if you want to find out what was going on the Central Coast, you switched on the radio and tuned into 2GO, now Triple M, and that's how you found out what was going on. And incredible community service. Now, is Miss Kay in the room with you guys?
Yes, our producer is in the room. She's at the card table of the Grand Ballroom at Triple M.
She's loitering. I've deputised her today because I'm down in Parliament. Now, I know this doesn't quite rate with opening a train station, but... she should have a couple of little.
It was a lift.
A lift.
I'm still doing that lift opening, aren't I, at Narara?
We are.
Is that the 29th?
I think it is. We've locked it in. Your people, my people, have got
all you've limited numbers.
we'll make sure it's a COVID safe event. So Miss Kay should have a couple of little boxes in her hand.
Yeah, she's just handed us a black box.
Okay. So look, on behalf of everybody on the Central Coast. We cannot say thank you enough for the great work that 2GO and Triple M and you guys do for our community every single day. I heard those comments about Paddy Gerard jumping in and helping out everybody whenever they need help raising funds, and that's true. You guys do a brilliant job. As I said, you keep the community informed. You support the community every step of the way. So if you open those little boxes, there's a Terrigal medallion for each of you, which I don't give out very regularly, but it's a thank you in recognition for everything you guys do for our community every single day. And again, 50 years young, and we'll be doing this in Zimmer frames in another 50 years. On behalf of myself, the state government, everybody on the Central Coast, thank you so much. And please accept these medallions with our thank you for everything you guys do every day.
Crouchy. Thank you so much.
I'm just sorry I couldn't be in the station with you guys this morning. There's a little round of applause. That's great.
Paddy's not, he's crying.
Crouchy, thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate it, mate. Really. And we get paid to do this, and we just love it. Rob and I come in here. We love it each day. We have fun. That's the priority. But thank you for that medal, mate. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, guys. I'm sorry I wasn't there to present it in person. I look forward to getting in back in the station with you guys soon. Thank you for having me and letting me, get the message out to our community about things that are going on from one end of the coast to the other. Yeah.
Someone's got to keep this country running, Crouchy.
And open lifts on the 29th of November at Narara. Just letting you know.
But it's not hard when you're so proud of where you live, work and play on the coast. We live in the best region, in the best nation, in the best country in the world. Yeah. And 2GO and Triple M are a huge part of that every single day.
Adam Crouch, State Member for Terrigal. Thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Thanks, fellas, and I'll see you soon.
It's been a wild ride in 50 years.
Many laughs and even some tears.
The M1 used to be called the F3.
Closed by bushfires, accidents and fallen trees.
The Mariners have taken the trophy twice.
And the Northern Eagles had a slow demise.
In 2007, the storm howled and screeched.
And grounded a ship up on Nobby's Beach.
Drifter's Wharf used to be Iguana Joe's.
What happened in 2008? Nobody knows.
And Wyong and Gosford merged 5 years ago.
With the council debt now a major blow.
Over $565 million in the red.
Some ask why we were so misled.
Despite all the downs, there are many ups.
And above our head, we can hold the cup.
That's engraved with the words.
The best place worldwide.
It's the Central Coast.
Full of passion and pride.
We've been 50 years on the coast. Now Triple M wants 2GO. This place has got a massive debt. Cicada scream and puddles to the west. But we've got plenty. We've got plenty. The M1, it was called the F3. It takes one crash, then 2 hours to Sydney. Half a vodka, we sank a big ship. Jeez, these bottles really give me the sh**. But we've got bloody. There's a place called Coolywong and Kibble Park. Pushers have gone.
And Terry Gall, we all stop and talk. And public transport may as well walk. Wish we could bring back Club Troppo, the good old days when life was so damn slow.
But there's a place not out of reach. I'm sure you've swam, we've been to Shelly Beach. But
We've got bloody.
We've got a place called Long Jetty.
Don't forget what an obby.
Our big hill is Carry On.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers,
yeah,
download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.